I think I'm gonna call this stage in my life the tired stage. I have basically 4 part-time jobs. I'm in sort of this transition in my life vocationally, and I'm trying to make the right steps and decisions on what I do next. So I haven't committed to any one full-time gig, but some part-time ones, and I want some that are ministry-oriented, because this is the only life I have. And I really have found deep down within me that I need to be doing things that have a kingdom, eternal impact. So there's some things I do mainly just for some income, and there's other things that I'm trying to do to make sure that I'm fulfilling the calling that we all have to spread the gospel. And if there's any way that I can help feed my family while I'm doing that, I'm going to do it. But it's almost midnight already, and I really wanted to make sure that I spent some time in God's Word today. And just wrapping up the 3rd chapter in James and got into most of the 4th chapter of James is so practical. You know, one of the things that I do for income right now is I help with a basketball league. And just last week, it got a little crazy. It's kind of a strange job for me because I've never played sports, actually, on any sort of real league of any kind. And we have referees and multiple games going, and they have each team has a coach. And last week, one of the coaches got so intense that they threw him out. Now, this is like a rec league. This isn't the NBA. The NBA. These are like 5th graders and a volunteer parent coach that decided to fight with the refs, which to me is really ridiculous, but to him, that was a serious thing, whatever was happening, to the point where he was willing to complain and fight about it to the wrong officials. Now, James here actually talks about fighting and quarreling, beginning of chapter 4. This is what he says, starting verse 1. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit He caused to live in us envies intensely? Reading these verses, I think about my own desires. Like, what do I want? Because he talks about, like, fights come from not getting what you want. That's why we fight somebody else. Getting arguments, getting quarrels, because we're not getting what we want. And God says, I'll give you what you want, just ask for it. But if you're asking for the wrong things, He's not going to give you that. So at the end of the day, this kind of boils down to, what are my desires? Why am I not getting what I want if I'm getting into fights and arguing with people? Are my desires, the things that I really want, appropriate? I think above all that God wants us to want Him. I ended reading in verse 5 where it says, the Spirit He caused to live in us envies intensely. That really leads me to believe that God wants us to desire Him. If we desire Him, we'll receive Him. And if we're getting what we desire, our wants, then what are we going to fight about? For what it's worth, those are my thoughts reading through chapters 3 and 4 of James. So excited that you're listening today. Thank you for spending your time hearing my thoughts. I pray that you get into the Word yourself. Above all else, I want your relationship with God to grow. And I know that happens by spending time with Him. So make time for him today. Thank you so much. And as always, have a great day. And hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow.